Tonight, we have the legendary Mr. Roy Ayers in the Love Zone. Welcome to the Love Zone, Roy.
It's a pleasure to be here. How you doing?
Man, cannot complain.
How about my buddy with me? Brother John Presley.
World
he's my left-hand man. You know, he's my singer in my band, of course. You know, and he covers everything on the left side, and I got Richard Shea covering everything on the right side. tonight, John's covering both sides.
Both sides.
How you feeling tonight?
Oh, man, I'm feeling beautiful, man. It's a lovely, lovely Friday night for sure.
And it's a nice vibe right here in the studio, man.
Yeah, well, hey, coming from you, man, it's mentioning the word vibe, that's a big compliment.
That's right. But you deserve it, brother. You've been working hard.
Thank you.
And your professional delivery is impeccable. It's beautiful. And I'm very honored to be here.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And it's an honor to have you in our presence tonight, for sure. First of all, I have to tell you that my general manager, Angela Harden, sends her love. I told her you was going to be here. She was wishing she could have waited around, but she said, well, let them know I said hello. She said, because I'm from Richmond.
Right on. Give her my respect and tell her I said, how you doing, Angela? And I'll see you the next time I come.
You got it. Now, hey, a lot of New York's very own Harlemites got a chance to see you. I think, last month you was right here at City College?
Oh, yes, right across the road, right across the street.
Right across the street,
I performed for the organization that my sister-in-law is a member of. And we had the Reverend Calvin Butch was there, among other dignitaries, and it was an honorary presentation. People who have supported and done things in and for the community. And I was very glad to be a part of it, and John was there, and they had some good food.
Yes, they did.
Real good food, man. It was nice. Oh, we was pecking all night, you know.
Man, I wish I could have been there.
You'd have been greasy, too.
Enjoy the food.
Yeah, but it was very nice, and the presentation. So here we are again at City College, and it's still lovely. Here. The studio has a very nice, warm vibration. And those of you who haven't been to the studio, shame on you.
That's right. Shame on you.
You know, a lot of celebrities and them pass up on 90.3, and a lot do come through, but those that come in here realize it's like no other station once they walk through the door.
That's right. It's like a second home, right?
That's right, baby.
You feel that vibration. That's right.
Well, hey, no, hearing you say that means we've done our job already. So that's all for Roy Ayers tonight, y'all.
I'm talking about, where's my bed? I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. Well, Roy, you know, my man John Presley there, your left hand and your right hand.
Well, you know, John, when we're not working, we haven't been working for 3 weeks because we just cooling out since that last thing we did over at City College. Mm-hmm. So John is a man of many talents because he's also a fantastic bartender and cook.
You know,
and sometimes when we're on the road and we get the cooking facilities, John lays out the dish for all of us, and we all lay up with a big swollen stomach.
You know,
yeah. See, John, you ain't tell me that part.
John, I know you from South Carolina,
uh-huh.
And where'd you learn to cook? I just want to ask him that question.
Well, you know, two people learned me how to cook.
Okay.
My mother
and
my wife.
All right.
I got to say both of them, or I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, because I know they're listening to you tonight. So you didn't mention my name. So you got them both in. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we must say hello to the ladies downtown for sure. And, you know, your mom's just like my mom's, man. You know, they took me in just like a son there.
Sure.
And it's a blessing to be around them and his lovely wife, Diane. So want to say hello to them.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, hey, you know, Roy, you got a CD that came out, and John got it to us, and we played it in the Love Zone, and the listeners sort of like track number 2, man. That's the one with Erykah Badu. So
we're
going to let it play on the mellow tip up under us, but tell me a little about that track there.
Well, you know, Erykah, it was very difficult to get her because she's so popular and doing very well, and I'm really happy with her success. And I had performed on her CD, and I did a song called Clever, and then I asked her to be on mine, and for a few weeks, Motown, which is Motown Universal, her label, they were giving me a hard time. So me and my attorney just had to get stiff on them, let them know, hey, man, you're going to mess up a rapport between two artists, and they came on in. Mm. She was cool all the way.
Yeah.
You know, but the record companies, they get jealous, especially when you got your own label and you're not with a major.
Mm-hmm.
See, they'll do you when you're with a major, but they don't want to do you when you're with your own label.
Right.
Some politics, you know.
Yeah.
But we got it straight. And
you got what you needed.
Yeah, I got what I needed. I flew to Dallas, Texas, and we did it in a studio there. and we were in the studio recording, and it was going just wonderful. And she said, in the middle of the recording, she said, you know, Betty Wright is in town. I said, Betty Wright? Betty Wright? She said, yeah. I said,
Betty Wright?
Where is she performing? She said, she's not performing nowhere. She's here to see me. She's my best friend.
Uh-oh.
I said, whoa. You know, because Betty Wright's from the same school
hello,
I'm from.
Hello.
Let's call it, the young people call it the old school.
The old school.
You know, but I know what the real old school is. Mm-hmm, that's, you know, that's people like Miles Davis and them. But that's
hello,
all right.
Hello.
At any rate, so she said, you want her on the album? And I said, then I thought about it a second later. I said, yeah. And so she picked up her cell phone and called Betty and said, blah, 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 and gave me the phone. I said, hi, Betty. This is Roy Ayers. She said, hi, Roy. I've done a couple of shows with her, but we never hung out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so she said, hi, Roy, how you doing? I said, fine. I said, listen, we're recording here. You want to be on my album? Can you be on the album? She said, yeah. I said, how long did it take you to get here? She said, about 45 minutes. I said, solid. She came over. We did the whole album. You know, she did two songs. Erica did two songs. Had already done her two.
Right.
And it's like, it's a straight ahead from that point, man. Right. It's been really great.
Let's sit back and let New York City listen to this one right here. It's called Searching, Roy Ayers, featuring Miss Erica Badu.
That's right. Hey, Erica. I like to take you searching.
And growing too.
I'd love to.
Okay, well, let me just pack a little bag right quick. I'm gonna bring along some water.
How about lemon?
Some maple syrup, great tea.
Ooh, I like that.
What?
Silver clock up in the sky. Got a story to say, I'll tell you why I'm searching.
Say butter.
I'm searching
for a other friend.
What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Sing my song all day long. I'm searching, yeah.
Come on.
Searching, searching, searching,
searching,
searching, searching,
searching.
Now what went down, I don't believe. I just know I can't conceive. I'm searching.
Say butter.
When love is gone and one believes that love will come like brand new leaves, they'll still be searching.
Searching.
It's a butterfly up in the sky. Got a story to say, I'll tell you why. I'm searching, yeah, yeah.
La, 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 la.
And in the day that I will say, my soul lives a truth away. I'm searching.
Vibing on that one, baby.
It's a strong vibe, man. You
know.
Man.
mercy.
And, you know,
mercy,
it seems like everybody that hears it, they understand the, you know, they can relate to the searching aspect, because we're all out here searching for something. And I'm always searching for something positive, you know. And it's just singing with her, it's just a positive vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking her, I said, I asked Erica Badu, I said, why did you name your son Seven? She said, because the seventh letter of the alphabet is G, and G is for God.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, just the way she answered. She's so spiritual. She goes to spiritual teachings, and she's into numerology. She's a very heavy sister, and she's a really beautiful person. She had natural foods there at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
She bought in. We were talking about grape juice and grapes and you know, good things for your body. She's very conscious, man, and she don't try to impose nothing on nobody.
Right.
Except she's just a beautiful singer.
She's gonna be herself.
Yeah, she's gonna be real. That's right. And I'm gonna be real too.
I hear you. Mentioning being real. Well, mm-hmm. let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning, man.
Sure.
You know, even though we know you got the legendary status, there's some young zoners out there, some young zonettes don't know anything about Roy Ayers.
Exactly.
So let's take it back to the beginning of your career. When did you start out, man?
Well, Los Angeles, California started for me. Let me say this first of all, I just made my 63rd birthday.
Amen.
And I've been in the business, traveling and working and really working all the time for 40 years. This is my 40th year in show business.
Congratulations.
And if all those who haven't got into their 60s yet, I'm going to let you know it's cool. It's really cool, because I thought when you get to be 60 and above that you couldn't function. But if you take care of yourself before you're 60, you can make it and you can be fine by the time you get there.
Amen.
You know, so I still feel like I'm about 22 years old.
That's good, man. That's good, man.
You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying.
I mean, I can't run as fast, but I can still run.
You can still get away, right?
I can still get off. That's right. Get away. So I'm up from Los Angeles, California.
LA.
And I come from a family of music lovers. My mother played piano, taught piano, and we always had a piano at the house, so I was always banging on the piano. And my father played trombone, but he didn't do anything serious. He'd just go jam sometimes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And all my sisters, I have three of them, they are teachers now in Los Angeles City School District, and they all played instruments, but nothing serious. I'm the only one that came out to be a professional musician. And after I played with all the, when I left high school, I started playing with all the bebop musicians. I was a jazz purist, I would say, in those days. I wasn't going to play anything else except jazz.
Right, jazz.
I wasn't going to sing nothing or do anything else. I was just going to play jazz, and I played the vibes. And I was playing the vibes all those years until 1966, and Herbie Mann called me. And I came back east. I started working with Herbie. I worked with Herbie Mann for 4 years. And then I decided I was going to form my own group. And by the way, when I was working with Herbie, I recorded three albums for Atlantic Records. At any rate, I started my group in 1970, and I called it Roy Ayers Ubiquity. And ubiquity means a state of being everywhere at the same time. And I always tell the people that I can be everywhere at the same time if they have one of my albums or CDs, and everybody can relate to that. So I've been using that ubiquity phrase all my life. You know, it's just Roy Ayers Ubiquity. Some people think my name is Roy Ayers Ubiquity, because I've been using it so much. But it's a great slogan. It's a great word to use. It's worked for me. And over the years, I have successfully recorded 88 albums and RCDs.
Okay, freeze right there.
I got the cool. I got the rap, bro. That's right.
88.
88 albums and RCDs.
88. Did you hear that, Howard?
Right.
88. And these artists think they're doing something because they did five.
Yeah, but, you know, I was very lucky, and just at the right place at the right time. It was good timing for me. And I'm proud to say that I'm the most sampled artist out here. I have more sampled hits out here than anybody else.
Amen.
And, you
and
know,
that,
people,
that tells you, that tells you right there that they're feeling your music.
Yeah,
man,
they're getting it to the feeling.
And it's something. Definitely.
And it's about the sound and the feel. And people like Mary J. Blige and The Roots and A Tribe Called Quest and Brand Nubian and, Puff Daddy, everybody, you know, Rick James, everybody has recorded my music, and I work darn near with everybody. It continues to be a wonderful career for me as far as just having a good time playing music. And I wanted to say that especially to the musicians out there, especially young musicians that are ambitious and want to get out there and do it. I always tried to play with people and perform with people that I felt knew more about the music than me. That way I grew faster and it developed my career quicker.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you for taking us down memory lane and telling us about the past, because there's a lot of folks out there. Like, today I told people, I say, hey, man, the man is coming by, Roy Ayers.
Right,
he's going to be here tonight.
And they say, what?
Some people say, some of them say, you kidding me, really? And then some of them say, who's Roy Ayers?
Oh, that's right. They got to learn. That's right.
I said, well, you know, okay, listen tonight. You're going to find out about the man. Now, you mentioned about how you was playing the vibes, and some people don't know what the vibes is. Break that down, that instrument.
Well, the instrument is called a xylophone originally, and it was the original instrument. Comes from Africa, and it is called the balafone, and then the Germans made a xylophone, and now there's a vibraphone, and they call it, for short, a terminology, the vibes, as V-I-B-E-S, and I play the vibes, and the vibes is a beautiful sound. I told you the origin is starts in Africa, and of course it's come up over the years, and one of the greatest vibes, probably the first real American vibes, black American vibes, is Lionel Hampton. He's the one that made the instrument a major instrument. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he was extremely incredible on the instrument. He was almost like, if you can understand the terminology, spastic. He was electric. That's a better word, because he was so physical that you couldn't hardly see his hands move. He was so fast and so swift, and he was like at the time that he came out, your grandparents and my grandparents was checking him out. He was 94 when he passed away, and he was still playing when
still
he was 93.
Playing. Look at that.
You know, until he had two strokes, I think it was.
Right.
And he couldn't use his hand, and he was using one hand playing stuff that some two-hand vibe players play. So he was phenomenal. I just want to mention that because it's important that we all know a lot about our history.
Right.
His performing was so great that when in the 1930s and stuff like that, when he would go abroad and Europeans and people outside the United States would see him, they would love him. And just do the same thing they do to artists like, you know, like Michael Jackson and, you know, the other artists. And they would just rave over him. And they would say, this is the way Americans are. And this is the way other countries thought that that America was. And he was one of our greatest ambassadors to goodwill, because they loved his music. And he could bring about a whole change in your personality. He was the ultimate performer.
Man.
I got even some tapes of him. People don't even know about it.
Right.
Incredible, man. To see him, you'll be sitting there with your mouth open.
This awe right there.
Yeah, because he's so electronic and musical. Great man. So anyway, that's where the instrument comes from. Africa. Lionel Hampton made it great, and now you got people like me and Milt Jackson, who just passed away, one of the great vibes. Bobby Hutcherson's another one. They got a young cat out here named Stephon Harris. He's trying to get on my tail. That's all right. I'm waiting for you, Stephon. It's all cool. But it's all about love. It ain't about no negative, you know.
Right.
And I'm just glad
love
to see
and fun.
Every time I see a new vibraphone player come out, I say, good, man, we need more out here.
That's right.
Because it's a natural instrument from Africa.
Right, and the more of them that come on, the more it's going to keep it going.
Oh, man.
So it don't fade out.
That's like everything else. When you see all the DJs, you see the cats that are doing what you're doing, the club DJ, and all of it, everything works, man.
That's right.
That's what we have. Got to have more people doing it. It's positive action, positive reaction, and positive conclusion. We come out with some good vibrations.
Amen. Amen. We're going to move on. You mentioned about Betty Wright. You gave her a call.
Oh, yeah.
And she came down in 45 minutes.
Man, she is so pro. It's ridiculous. Not only that, she is so professional. She drew up a contract. And I've seen a lot of contracts. I've had a lot of different ones with different labels. And it was cool. And she knew I had my own label. She said, okay, look, you're going to pay me this. That's fine. She said, but if you get a deal with this record and it becomes a major deal, we're going to just sign the contract. And I want 3 points off of it.
That's
all. No, she knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, also, she said, I don't want you just to say, well, Betty said it was cool. She said, we're going to sign this contract now, because that way it'll all be cool.
Right.
And my children won't say, no, Betty didn't do this.
Right.
Because that's what happens sometimes.
So she
understood. She understood.
People don't think about what happened with the estate.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the children.
Thank you very much. And so I was overwhelmed by that. It really blew my mind, because she is so professional. And not only that, she drew it up perfectly like a lawyer. She has had it so well. You know, I can't even draw one up like that. I mean, I knew what it said. I've seen them. And when she drew it up, I never drew it up. You know, because over a period of time, you learn the terminology.
Right.
You know, you start learning different things about it. And so you got to learn. I've been doing it a long time, and I've had a lot of contract.
Mm-hmm.
She was phenomenal.
Well, we're going to go to track number 12, and this one here is Pretty Brown Skin.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring the woman
that's,
herself.
Yeah, Betty Wright's on that.
Betty Wright's on this one.
So pretty.
We're going to sit back and let you hear. This is Roy Ayers. He's here live on WHCR 90.3 FM. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. You're in the love zone. This is Betty Wright on this one, y'all.
Like that
pretty brown skin.
mercy, mercy, mercy. You know, the phone line's been lighting up all night, and we're going to give the listeners a chance to talk to you, Rick. We got one of your fans on the line. Let's go to the Love Line 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hey, Mo, you know, I can't begin to say enough, but, you know, you have some of the most coolest cats on your show. I mean, for me, this is the ultimate, you know. And Brother Ed, I never sampled a lot of your records, but I did play a lot of them back in the days when I was DJing. And Scooby-Doo Run Run, my mother almost kicked me out when I was a little kid because I played so much.
Thank you so much, brother.
But,
how you doing?
You know what I did, bro? Huh? I started mixing it with Richard Pryor, so we're going to leave that one alone, man. I've been a fan of yours a very long time. Matter of fact, I got introduced to you of your music by one of my music teachers, David Valentine, the jazz flutist.
David Valentine, that's my friend, yeah.
Yeah, that's my man.
I played with
that's
him.
My man.
I
he got me into
man,
the music,
yeah.
And I've been a fan of yours for a very long time.
Oh, brother,
man.
Thank you so much. All respect to you, too.
Yeah, well, like I said, Mo, you have to see, a lot of people miss out what Mo have on the show and the artists he have on there. Mm-hmm. Mo, you know the job that you do.
Man. Yeah, you do
man.
A good
thank
job,
you.
Mo.
That's
and,
right. You, baby.
And I'm just so happy to have the opportunity to talk to you. And then another thing, this week I'm feeling kind of down.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I just told Mo, I kept saying, my life, my life, my life.
In the sunshine.
You know what? Yeah. It made me feel very good. So, you know, it's just a pleasure and an honor just to be able to speak to you.
Thank you so much for calling in, brother, and all respect to you. Thank you.
Likewise. And Mo, I'll chat with you a little later on,
you
baby.
You got it, baby.
All right.
All right, chat.
212-491-4685. That is the number to dial for you that want to get in and talk to the legend himself, Mr. Roy Ayers, man. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Tell me how it feels when you hear fans like that come on and say them kind words to you, man.
Well, it definitely makes me feel very good and appreciated. And, I reflect on it. You know, I've been out here a long time. And I've got a lot of generations, at least 10-year generations of fans. And it's there's no greater feeling than that feeling. You know, quite often when I'm performing, young people come up to me, 21, 22, 23 years old, and they tell me, my mother and father turned me on to your music. You know what I'm saying? That really makes me feel good because it lets me know that the cycle continues. And it's like that almost everywhere in the world, wherever I go. Because I've got people from, you know, the beginning of my career, like 1960s, 70s, 80s. It's a fantastic career I'm having because, you know, there were people that were already, you know, 50 and 60 years old in 1960 when I started hitting, you know, and things started happening. Right. So it's interesting. I'm just in love with the people that love me.
And you know, and I'm seeing, there's a difference with radio and TV. You can't see the joy and the love, New York. So I have to tell you about it when the guests are here. I mean, this man here is talking and he's got a glow. I don't even know if you're sending out those radiant beams there, but this glow of joy and love. For what you're doing,
yeah,
man, and you're enjoying it.
I can tell. You know, it's like you, because you can feel it in your voice and in your spirit and your aura. It's there. I know what you're talking
definitely.
About, and I appreciate that your acknowledgement of it.
That's
you
right,
have the
man.
Same thing too.
Thank you, man.
You have the same type of thing I'm talking about that we both have.
Thank
As a matter
you,
of fact,
man.
All of us have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an aura and it's a bright light and it shines. That's why we're creative people, and that's another level. And the great thing about it is that other people who appreciate us, like your listeners and whatever, they are creative people too, because creativity appreciates creativity.
Couldn't have said it no better. Let's go to the Love Line 90.3 FM. Hello, you're on with Roy Ayers.
Hi.
My
name is Lou. And I met...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, and I was asking you about Gladys Knight, and you laid me out about that. But I just wanted to say it's so good to hear you, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, you talking about who? Who laid you out?
You did.
Roy Ayers?
Yeah, because I was asking you about how to get in touch with Gladys Knight, that I wanted her for my 50th birthday, and you were saying, well, what's wrong with me?
Oh. Because I know if you're going to pay Gladys Knight, she's going to get a lot more money than me. I was trying to get that Gladys Knight money. I was just scheming, you know, that's all. But I'm sure, did you get her?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Gladys got it. Well, I'm glad you got Gladys.
Yeah, we did get her.
That I'm glad you got her. Where did I meet you before? Where were we?
It was one at an Urban League event.
Oh, the Urban League.
Yeah.
One of those gigs we did for the Urban League.
Absolutely.
I remember you. Do you have, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. And now, darling,
I think you said Laverne, the name?
Yes.
All right, now, for the next time, you know, you need an artist, though, now.
Roy Ayers is at the top of my list.
Oh, all right, now. That's all right. That's all we
want to hear. I love you. Thank you, dear.
Thanks for calling,
You're
baby.
You're very welcome.
212-491-4685. I just got you a gig, man.
I know it.
10%.
We ain't got no problem.
Oh, man. You know, you got my man JP sitting next to you. You know, we go back, man. Matter of fact, it's been a whole year I've been in contact with the brother, man. We met your wife and your aunts and your nieces and them a week ago, man. It's been a whole year since. Been like my brother to me here,
hey, man.
Man,
this brother is so magnificent. He does things that a lot of people don't do, and it's incredible. I'm going to tell you some of the things he does. The brother has has one son that's by his wife, but he's adopted 3 or 4 kids in his life, and they're his children too. And I want you to know that this is a wonderful brother because he looks out for people that, you know, like by people who are orphans and mm-hmm. adopts them, mm-hmm. and he does a fine job and just taking care of them, and he cares. And he does all this because he cares, and that's important, and more of us should be caring about some of these children that are out here for adoption. You know, amen. And I mean, but just think, he's got his own kid, then these other kids are his kids too, after he adopts them, and he adopts them, and they grow up and become fine young men and women, and it's just a wonderful thing he and his wife do.
And I have witnessed that. So,
and he should be applauded
and
for
I
that.
I know, we got to give him, we're going to give him a love
John Presley.
Love
for that
to
John Presley. JP.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Mentioning John Presley, though, we're going to go to track number 13.
Ooh.
All right, we gonna hit off on Mahogany Vibe,
right,
and that's got my man up there.
I'm playing some vibes on there.
Playing the vibes. And I think we got some vocals by JP on this one.
John is on this. That's
John.
Right.
New York City.
Mahogany Vibe.
Before we do that, we got to call. I want to talk to you guys. 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
How you doing, sir? My name is Reverend A. Sterling Hawkins. Reside here in Harlem, USA.
Hello, Reverend Hawkins. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Brother Ayers?
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know, sir, back in the 70s, I was listening to Searching.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had me thinking even to this day, as long as we got something to search for, brother,
you got
a reason to live.
You're right. That's right.
You know,
that gives you
I like that piece you said about creativity. Creativity leans towards creativity. If you're creative, you will appreciate creativity.
Right, that's why people are drawn to people that are creative. That's right.
Yes, sir, and I've always been drawn to you. Do my ups and downs in life, and brother, just keep on doing what you're doing, even at 63.
I hear you, Reverend. Thank you so much.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thank you, bro. Oh, man. You heard that from the Reverend.
Yeah.
From the Reverend.
Now, you know, that feels wonderful when people that are the preachers and
of
people like that. Yeah, man, that's so positive. That's like we all have to focus on that because we need to speak to our ministers and our teachers. These are positive people that are teaching us and trying to teach us how to live a good life, you know, because all of us are affected by a lot of the things out here that affect us.
Mahogany Vibe.
Mahogany Vibe.
Featuring John Presley.
That's right.
On the vocals.
Having a party. That's me, John.
Having
a
party.
We're going to let him get a little bit of the live up in there. Can we get a live track now? Yeah. Go ahead. Let's hear live.
Having a good time. Having a party. Having a good time.
Look at that. This is still live. 90.3 FM. Roy Ayers and Mr. John Presley. Sit back and enjoy, y'all.
Party over here, party over there.
party.
Ooh.
A party.
Ooh.
Party. Party.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Vibing with Mr. Roy Ayers and John
Preston.
J.P. Preston.
J.P.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's about having a good time at a party and just enjoying this life we get, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
And I'm just here to please everybody, to make everybody happy.
New York City.
It makes me feel good.
If you haven't picked up Mahogany Vibes, that's the CD. And Roy, I don't know if you know, I don't know if John told you that, but Voice Distributions has its own online CD store on my website. That's my distribution company.
Really?
And yeah, man. And what we do, we provide an outlet for soul artists, R&B artists, people artists, instrumental artists who can't get into big time record stores and need that internet connection and need to be able to reach the listening audiences like that listens to the show that don't go and buy from the big names that I ain't naming, you know.
Sure, I understand.
So we just signed up the Manhattans.
Oh, beautiful.
We have the Shy Lights.
All right.
We have Ollie Woodson from the Temptations.
Yeah.
We have G.C. Cameron. We have the legend Bunny Sigler.
Bunny Sigler,
and it would be an honor if we could put some of your pieces up there
and
make an outlet for the listeners to be able to go right there on the internet.
You know, we'll put this together tonight before we split.
Definitely will, man, because a lot of people is asking, where's that CD at?
Right.
You know, so.
And you know, the fact that you brought that up, you know, one of the most difficult things in this industry that we're in, the record industry we're in, is for young artists, new good creative artists to get a deal. It's difficult for them. It's also very difficult for artists like myself who have had many deals with the major record companies. I have done 88 albums and or CDs under my name. And as soon as I left Polydor Records, it was very difficult to get a deal with another record company because the record companies would prefer to get some new artists or some artists that's very inexpensive in contrast to paying me the money they were paying me.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather do that. And then they'll put your old material out like they do. So I'm just saying it's very difficult, but
I love
the fact that you're doing what you're doing.
You know, I have to because it's so much good talent like yours and the other artists that I
like
named.
You mentioned the Manhattans and the other brothers. And I know those brothers and Shy Lights, everybody. But that's good. And this is what we have to do to move forward. We must all start working together.
Amen.
You know, their strength, there's an old saying that goes, there is strength in numbers.
Amen.
And as soon as we can start, each one help one, each one teach one, each one provide for each one, we start to unify as better as a community and as brothers, and things start to happen economically and spiritually, in all kind of ways, things come out of it.
And
I'm glad that you mentioned that to me.
Thank you, man. We can make it without having to go get the middleman.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think that you got to always have the middleman to survive, you know.
Right.
Yeah, when you get the middleman, you're going to get, what, 3 cents per side, right?
Exactly. and it varies, you know, but what they do is it's about control. And you have to understand we can control our own destiny if we use it with our minds.
That's right.
You know.
Unity.
That's
unity is what we need.
Hey.
Unity.
You know that. Unity.
He has a track called Unity in New York.
This is Arroyo's mellow rap.
We going to listen to Roy get down on the mellow tip, y'all. 90.3 FM, y'all.
Unity, yes indeed, it's what we need.
Respect is what I must demand. I say it loud and clear. You got to understand. Patience and self-control. Teach the young, help the old.
Unity, unity. Yes, indeed, it's what we need. Unity, unity. Yes, indeed, it's what we need.
Homeless people and hungry too. We've got to care. We've got to follow through with love. Don't you understand? We've got to do it. Help our fellow man.
Unity, unity, unity. We need unity. Unity, unity, unity. Yes, indeed, it's what we need.
I know it's hard, but that's the deal.
People. His power in unity. 90.3 Love FM, the official home of the Love Zone. The legend himself, Mr. Roy Ayers, is in our presence with Mr. John Presley. Roy, you recorded a track called Mama.
Yeah, that's on the same CD you had, that Mahogany Vibe. Mm-hmm. It's called Mama. And it was just describes the things that that we were saying, that mama say love, mama say, you know, mm-hmm. mama say help, mama say all the things she says. And it's a nice little hook song. It's
mama
a hook song.
Mama say a hard head makes a soft,
so,
you know.
That's right. So, that's right. Mama say shut up, you know, be cool, be obedient, you know. It's just so many things. I just try to keep a positive message in the music delivery.
Okay.
Just because, and hopefully people, especially young people, can start to focus and really deal with one word, serious. It's a serious world we live in. And
Amen.
Some people get serious when they're 50 or 40. It's better late than never. But, you know, it's really to get serious when you're young so that you can really start to develop faster and grow faster and become part of the economic growth faster in order to provide for your children, because they're going to be coming up too.
And don't have to suffer and go through what
the older generation went through.
And the masses of people still still go through, you're right. I mean, a lot of people still suffer and don't get serious, you know, like education and things like that. Everything is serious, you know, life is serious. And in the middle of being serious, you know, can also party now and then, you know.
That's right.
Release the tension and then get back to being serious.
Roy, you got a new CD coming out. January 25th?
January 26th, yeah.
26th.
It's on a label called BBE. These are some DJs, club DJs that are really into my music, and I had some old recordings that I still own, and
hold on, let me stop you there. Did y'all hear that word, new artists and up and coming artists? Did you hear the word that started with O? That you still what?
Own. Yeah. You know, I was very fortunate when I was with Polydor, whichever one you want to call it. I had a production contract. And the production contract, everything that I would record would go to the production contract. And then I would give the record company the 12 selections for the record. So if I did 20 songs, 8 songs would be mine. And I would take those 8 because I didn't think that they were good enough to be on the album. And I'd give the company the 12. And I keep the 8. And I did this for many years. I've got like so many masters, maybe almost 150 masters.
The work is done already.
Work is done. And I had it sitting there, and I didn't think, just like as I was doing it, I didn't think it was any good to be on my album. So I kept doing albums and kept putting records over here. Most artists record for record companies, and everything they record goes to the record company. Even the stuff that they don't put out. So the record companies are sitting on all of these songs that like people like Herbie Hancock or whoever have done, and they never put it out. It's an interesting thing to look when you look
at. Or they put it out when you die.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So many artists got more records sold dead than when they were alive.
A perfect example of that is Elvis Presley. I'm saying that to say this shows you it works. They don't have no color.
No
color boundaries.
That's right.
They do it to everybody when they die.
That's right.
You know, I was over in England and they are selling Kind of Blue, which is Miles Davis, probably his greatest album.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big article on him talking about that album at the time and the concept and when he used John Coltrane and Cannonball, all the great musicians on it. And it's selling like hotcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dead. So, hey, that's the way it was. But these selections are unreleased selections by Roy Ayers, recorded in the year 1976 to 1981. And also, that's my hottest period. That's when my records were really selling really big and a lot. I was putting out at that time 3 albums a year.
Ooh.
It was stupid, man. I mean, every time I'd finish an album and put it out, 7 months later, I'd be putting another one out. And the promotion people would say, we haven't finished promoting the first one. But each one of them was selling a little bit more than 300,000 each.
Mm.
So that's about approximately 900,000 albums a year.
Mm.
You know, the record company was making some money. And that's the way it is. The business is. It's a funny thing, but I want to say this one thing. There's a lot of things that can upset you in this business, especially to the young artists out there. You have to be strong and understand that when you find out a lot of things, like when you find out that you're getting ripped off and you got to get rid of that, and you still got to keep your creativity and you got to keep your mind, and you got to keep focused on where you got to go because you can't let nobody take you out of focus. These things happen, not only in the music industry, in various businesses out here. So you got to be strong, and hopefully that it doesn't happen to you. But when it does happen to you, you got to deal with the obstacles. You got to go through it, go around it, go on to the next level. You got to be strong. It's easy for me to say, but that's what you got to do if you want to make it.
You heard it straight from the legend himself, Mr. Roy Ayers. He has, before we let you go, Roy, any tour dates coming up? Or?
Well, there's a thing. We've been talking to Londell's right here on, what street is that on, John?
Right there on 139th and 140 and 8th Avenue.
Just look out for Roy. He'll be there sometime in February. It'll probably be 1 or 2 nights. And it's a special thing we're doing up there. I'm celebrating my 40th year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just excited about it. So Londell's a beautiful establishment. And just look out for that sometime in February because we're negotiating the next week.
Got to send some love out to the lovely, wonderful people down there at Londell's, especially the
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie.
Chef Kenny.
That's right.
Gotta all the waiters. And Londell.
They always take care of the voice when he comes by there to get some of that good food.
You know what? I ate there last night.
I was there with you, man.
And it was it last night or the night before?
No, it was last night.
Well, I felt like it was last night because it was still in my stomach.
It must have been.
Chef Kenny.
still in my head.
Londell's, if you haven't been to Londell's, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. It's the place to go.
Hello. You heard it from them, New York City.
That's right.
Nevertheless, hey, we want to give all the love to them guys because excellent service, excellent
exactly.
hospitality.
Exactly.
And we always get a chance to try to jump down there right after we get off the air, or at least on Wednesday, yeah. Thursdays, and Saturdays when my yep. man JP is there for
yep.
sure.
It's still open.
Oh, good.
Roy, we want to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you
it's
for having me.
A lot of promoters, like, this show is transmitted worldwide
right.
on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
beautiful.
There's power in this little radio station that people
that.
Don't understand and don't
I
know.
Love it.
Not only that, the show will be archived on my website at mauricewatch.com. It's going to be highlighted as Interview with Roy Ayers.
Oh,
so
that's
all your
lovely,
fans,
that's great.
When
thank
they search
you.
For Roy Ayers,
right.
that interview will come up and they'll be able to sit back
beautiful.
And listen and get the knowledge.
And Charlie, they're going to know how to get, right. to get the new CD, right?
New
man?
CD.
And the other ones, too. That's
right
perfect.
There on Voice Distributions. We want to thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
JP, we want to thank you for stopping in with us also, baby.
Yes. That's better. And I like to invite everybody on down the line. As you know, I'm a bartender, so I can make you
one. John will fix you up.
Me and apple martinis.
Yeah. Even if you want a Diet Coke. John will fix you up.
Yes, I will.
We here at City College, he was just joking about the apple martinis.
So. That's why I said Diet Coke.
This one here is Mama. That's my man Roy Ayers, right. the legend.
Thank you.
He
love
lives,
you, New York.
He lives on by way of the internet,
that's
the
right.
radio, the CDs, and real life. The blood is still flowing with love, baby. Thank you for stopping by.
Good vibrations.
First of all, before you go, say hello to my man Jose Vietnam Vargas. He loves you, man.
Sister Jose Vargas, we love you, brother. Take care of yourself. We love you. Come home. Come back to us. Be cool. Love you. Stay cool. Love you. And just say, Mama, say yay.
90.3 FM.
Da, da, da.